The gospel reading today brings us back once again to the baptism of our Lord, just as we had the feast of the baptism of our Lord last week. Anytime we consider the baptism of the Lord, we think of our own baptism, and we think of all of the responsibilities that we have by being baptized. We could go on and on with the responsibilities included in baptism. I want to focus in particular this weekend on the responsibility that we have to participate in society, especially in relation to the greatest civil rights issue of our day, namely, the dignity of the human person from the moment of conception. From the moment of conception, that moment when there are no longer two cells, but one new cell, new life, a new code of DNA that is completely unique, and DNA that is undeniably human. Human. As I address this sensitive issue, I'm fully aware that there are those who have participated in the sin of abortion and troubled whenever this subject comes up. Please be assured that our Lord loves you and recognizes that that decision that you made long ago is not the same decision that you would make today. Our Lord's forgiveness and mercy are without end. And through the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, you can find the peace that the Lord has in store for you. That being said, we do have a responsibility to participate in our society through our participation in the political process. Now, some object when we get into politics. Some object and they say, my faith is personal and politics is messy and faith doesn't really have anything to do with what goes on in the public square. And to that, I respond that yes, faith is personal, but it's not private. And yes, politics is messy, messier than any sausage factory. Yet that's just the way it is. That's the nature of a democracy, the nature of a republic. And we do have a responsibility as members of a society to bring our views to the public square, even those views, and especially those views that have been formed through our religious upbringing and reflection. Our duty to bring our religious views into the public square is something that was recognized and affirmed by the framers of the Constitution. It's what makes our country strong. The Catechism uses the word responsibility and requirement that we participate in the political process. What would we do if the issue was something else? What would we do if the biggest issue of our day was slavery, or women's suffrage, or the poll tax? I think we know what we would do. Today, the issue is abortion. a fundamental issue, the foundational issue on which all other rights are built. To this end, our parish is very proud and honored to send 4 of our teenagers and young adults to Washington, D.C. this week to participate in the March for Life. There, and in that event, in that context, they will make our voices known that abortion is not an issue that is going to go away. That those who are pro-life, all of us, because you cannot be Catholic and not be pro-life, that we believe that this is an important issue, and we will not go gently into the night, that the number of Americans who are pro-life is considerable, far more considerable than many in Washington care to acknowledge. They will participate along with 500,000 other citizens. And there in Washington, they will be united with those on the West Coast who use San Francisco as the rallying point. This is going to take place on Wednesday. And if you tune in to the news, you're not going to see much about it. Sad to say, most of the network news organizations don't care to cover an event that brings 500,000 people together in the cold and through the snow to stand up for the dignity of the human person. It's sad, but it's true. They are marching on Wednesday, because Wednesday is the anniversary of the infamous Roe versus Wade decision, the decision that made legal in our country abortion on demand. 41 years. Think of all of the possibilities. I have a cousin who was born during this time, the last 41 years of legalized abortion. She was adopted into my family. That she lived to be adopted makes her one of the lucky ones, one of the blessed ones. And that she was adopted into my family, well, 54 million plus in the last 41 years have not lived to see the light of day. 54 million in 41 years and counting. They never had the opportunity, like my cousin, to think, run, walk, play, fall in love, receive the sacraments, dream, aspire. They never had that opportunity. They never had the opportunity to write what my cousin wrote when she was expecting her first child. Something about herself that she didn't want to be lost, something that she didn't want her children to grow up not knowing. I will let her have the last word today. She wrote, "I am me. I am from the unknown, from a woman with no name and a large heart. A yellow baby blanket and an incomplete medical record, legal documents, and a picture of a young couple holding their new baby girl. I am adopted. I'm from Mass on Sundays and endless hours spent listening to my grandmother practice the organ, midnight mass on Christmas Eve, Easter egg hunts, baptisms, watching Notre Dame football on Saturdays, and 12 years of school uniforms. I am Catholic. I'm from a long line of strong women, which began with the journey of one woman and her 13 children across the ocean from Germany in search of a better life in America. I am from union workers, court reporters, homemakers, artists, musicians, and that is only the women. I am a strong woman and a loving mother. I am from a long line of brave and adventurous men, which began with a young boy from Ireland arriving in New York with high hopes. From reporting at the Treaty of Versailles, gold mining in New Mexico, and servicemen fighting in every major war, I am proud of my history. I come from a family with rich history, strong faith, solid values, and bonds that are stronger than blood. I am me.